I think I mentioned a story the other day about a man who came along and asked me, and he said, I didn't understand this, I don't accept this word of Baha'u'llah. Yes, I think I mentioned that, so I better not to go through these things. I hope that you don't, those who haven't been here, I hope you you won't mind me not saying these things again. So you see, friends, here we find that we have ample room for reading the writings, every individual, and meditating yourself and understanding it. And if you're if you keep on reading the writings, now this is what will happen. If you keep on reading the writings, if you keep on studying the writings, which is also different from reciting the writings in the morning and in the evening. To study the writings and to recite in the morning and in the evening are two different acts. One is designed for having a spiritual food, as we do it. Baha'u'llah has ordained for us, has told us we should read his words, recite his words in the morning and in the evening. This is for the spiritual food, although you learn from it as well. But the study of the writings is different. We have to study it in our own time. We can ask questions, we can discuss it amongst ourselves, just as we are doing now. We are discussing the subject now. But it is not by any means exhaustive. It is only one man's opinion of one's understanding, and that we should read it ourselves. And if we keep on reading and reading, and today you understand something about this, these words, but I can assure you after a year's time, if you keep on reading the writings, your understanding of that particular passage will so much mature, and you can understand much more than today, provided we turn our hearts to Baha'u'llah and let his light of his knowledge shine within our hearts. So we see meditation in the faith. There is no system, there is no ways, there is no techniques. We have to turn, read the writings, think about it, but turn always to Baha'u'llah for assistance. When peoples of the world, the people who do not have access to the Word of God in this age, well, you can't blame them. They want to know something, and they constantly turn within themselves. And you know, when you turn within yourself, you can find an awful lot of things which is not right. And so we come out with all kinds of ideas. But when we turn to the writings and we pray and we meditate. Now, if you read something of the writings and you don't understand it, don't rebel against it. We must accept and we must submit, and then eventually the meaning of that thing becomes clear to you. But as long as you submit, the minute you rebel and say, I won't accept that, then the doors are closed. And we never will understand the meaning of something. Now I think that yes, there are Baha'u'llah here in the long obligatory prayer. He says, I know the following refer to Baha'u'llah, but why all these particular words and titles used? I don't think anybody can answer that question. It's only Baha'u'llah who knows why he has used these particular titles. And the word is this. You know, there is a passage again in I don't know the English of the obligatory prayer to recite for you here, but when he refers to Baha'u'llah and he says that he is the hidden mystery, that's Baha'u'llah being the hidden mystery, the treasured symbol through whom the letters B and E have been joined and knit together. And do we say the words B in the parentheses? No. We won't say the word B in the parentheses. We just say the letters B and E, because in the original language it's the same thing. Now I'm sure maybe I better say something about the meaning of these letters B and E and the treasured symbol and the hidden mystery. You see, Baha'u'llah here refers to himself as the hidden mystery, as the treasured symbol, through whom the letters B and E have been joined and knit together. When you join the letters B and E, what will you get? B. Now this is a symbol, this is a call for the creation of all that is on earth and heaven. When God wanted to create, in Islam it is said that when God wanted to create this creation, he uttered one word, and that word, be thou. And then it was. That is how creation came, through the utterance of one word. And in here we say that it is Baha'u'llah. Now Baha'u'llah does not mean Mirza Hussein Ali, the person who appeared in 1850 and he passed away in 1892, not the person, but the spirit which animated him. The most great spirit, Baha'u'llah says, animated him. In the writings, you will find there is a difference in here between, Baha'u'llah differentiates between the Holy Spirit of God, which animated all the prophets of the past, and the most great spirit, which animated him. You will find that in his writings, Baha'u'llah always refers to the most great spirit in this age. And this, an indication of the greatness of this revelation. We cannot again measure these things and say, well, how great it is. But all we can say, it is the closest you can get to God. It's this most great spirit. And it is that most great spirit which has been responsible for the creation of earth and heaven. The letters B and E have been joined together through the instrumentality of that most great spirit. But that most great spirit appeared in the form of a human temple some 100 years ago, for a short period of time. You see now, that most great spirit of God appeared in the form of a human temple. It animated the soul of Baha'u'llah. And it is that which he therefore speaks with the voice of God. And he says, I am God. Baha'u'llah in many, many of his writings has said this, I am God. It does not refer to his person. It is that voice which says, it is that spirit which says, I am God. And we must remember that in the previous dispensations, the manifestations of the past did not say that. They always gave the glad tidings that one day a day will come, that it will be the day of God, that God will walk upon this earth with his servants. In the Old Testament you can read, there are many passages in the New Testament, in the Quran particularly, there are many passages about the coming of a day when God himself will, when man will meet and will come into the presence of God. Now, we said yesterday again, or day before, about the fact that the essence of God is beyond us. The essence of God can have no connection, no relationship with man. It can have no relationship even with the manifestations of God. You see, no manifestation of God has ever understood the essence of God. Because if they do understand, if they have any connection with it, then they will become partners with him. And this is impossible. Baha'u'llah mentions this. He mentions in the Shoghi Effendi has translated this. He says 10,000 prophets as great as Jesus stand dismayed, I'm paraphrasing his word, stand dismayed at the threshold of thy gate, dismayed when they hear that my essence thou shalt never understand. Something to this effect, Baha'u'llah mentions in some of his tablets. So you see, the essence of God is hidden from all of us. It cannot have any relationship with anything. If you attribute anything to the essence of God, that will cease to be the God in his essence. You cannot say to him, you cannot attribute to the essence of God that he is all-loving, that he is the all-knowing, that he is the all-wise. You cannot do that. Because as soon as you do that, you limit him right away. Baha'u'llah says that in his essence there are no attributes. You can't attribute any attribute to him. There are not divisions that you can say this is his attribute, this is his essence. And this is something that no man, no person, no human being, no manifestation of God can ever comprehend, the essence of God. This is why in the same obligatory prayer, if you remember, you say there is a passage, and also in many other tablets, there is a passage when you say to God, you are praying to God, and you say, exalted art thou, I'm paraphrasing it really, you are so great that my prayer can never ascend to you. You are much more exalted than my prayer reaching you. Of course the prayer of man can never reach to the essence of God. Baha'u'llah, this is why Baha'u'llah always, when he refers to himself, he is the revealed word of God. This is the thing we can understand and appreciate. And what revealed it was the most great spirit in this age. And this most great spirit, Baha'u'llah, in one of his tablets, says that the Holy Spirit of God, which animated all the prophets, was created by one word of this most great spirit. You know, one of the titles of Baha'u'llah is this, that he is the one who has sent all the messengers. You read this in the Tablet of Visitation also. in the tablet of visitation of Abdu'l-Bahá, you read it, through him all creation came into being and all revelations were sent down. And in here you say it was through him that the letters B and E were joined together, which means that the whole creation came into being. But it is not the person of Baha'u'llah. We must, of course, we are aware of that one. It is that most great spirit which in this day manifested itself. And as I was saying yesterday or day before, in Baha'u'llah, in one of his tablets, mentioned that the purpose, that the reason that God has created us is only so that this revelation may come into being and Baha'u'llah may reveal himself to mankind. Now here we come to see, therefore, that Baha'u'llah refers to himself as the hidden mystery. Now how can I say, what does it mean? If it's a mystery, nobody will understand what it is. The treasured symbol, who can understand what it is? But one thing we understand is that it is the Spirit of God which creates. Again, we should read it and meditate on it, and then it comes a point that you believe it, and then when you believe it, you will understand much more of it. And not until you believe it can you understand much more of it. And when you believe it and understand much more of it, your belief becomes much stronger. And when your belief becomes much stronger, your understanding becomes much stronger, and you understand some things that the previous year you couldn't understand. So everything we acquire is through our belief, through our faith. And this is when the heart opens up. It's just like opening the valve of the heart, step by step. And the more you open it, the more truth comes in, the more realities we can understand. Yes, I would agree with him. Yes. No, we won't say that. No, we won't say that. We won't say that. This is why I was saying yesterday that we have to have wisdom in teaching. We would never say to a person who has never heard of the faith before this. You know, it's like you learn things as time goes on. You can never learn everything at one go. And if you do that, you harm everybody. First of all, I can assure you that there is a, let me explain this point, that we say the manifestations of God are one and the same, and at the same time we say this is much more exalted. Although I will not explain that now to a person who just wants to hear about the faith, I will say to him that they are all the same, and they are all the same. But when you get deeper in the faith, you will understand. You know, when you come across the divine revelation, we know is progressive. And also, life in here, if you look at nature, anything which has an organic growth, it grows from a child into an infant, into a child, into a boy, into a man. This sort of a development you go through. Revelation is the same thing. There was a time that revelation came in a form of, as if it was like a child. And it revealed all the qualities in it of a child within that revelation. Now if you look at the child, this child is now 1 year of age. The next year it becomes 2 years, and then eventually becomes, say, 5 years of age. When he becomes 5 years of age, if you go and see that 5-year-old child, where is that 1-year-old gone? The 1-year-old doesn't exist anymore. The 1-year-old is in that 5-year-old. And then that 5-year becomes 10-year-old. And that 10-year-old, the 5-year doesn't exist, and the 1-year doesn't exist. Now they all appear in the form of a 10-year. It's the same identity. So you are, for example, a person now 20 years of age. But 20 years before, you were a baby. You are the same as the baby 20 years ago. But you are very different from a 20 year ago. So that although your identity is the same, but your powers and qualities are far, far greater. And this is to say the same thing is with the manifestations of God. Christ, Moses, and Baha'u'llah are in these stages. They go through these stages. It's the same reality. But because it manifests itself at different ages, the identity is the same, but the capacities and the possibilities and the powers are far, far greater. You cannot ever compare a man of 21 years of age with a child of one, although it's the same identity, it's the same person. So that this is one way I say, that you can look at this equality of the manifestations of God, and yet their diversity and their differences. We say the manifestations of God are one and the same, in one sense, and at the same time we say, and the Quran mentions it, Baha'u'llah mentions in the Kitab al-Iqan, he says, we have exalted some above the others. And this is because of this exaltation is because a child has developed into this growth and become a boy and become a man. Today divine revelation with the coming of Baha'u'llah has reached the age, you might say, of maturity. Just like a boy or a little infant has gone through stages until it has come to become 21 years of age. And when you become 21 years of age, for instance, what happens is that you can manifest all your powers within you. Whereas these powers were latent within you when you were a little baby. These powers all existed there. You had legs, you had hands, you had organs, you had brain, but you couldn't use them. They were potential. But now, the idea of coming the age of maturity is that you can use those powers to the fullness. Now, when you explain it in this way, then gradually you must read the writings yourself when you grow as a Baha'i, and then your understanding will widen. Of course we cannot say these things to a person who is not a Baha'i or who wants to investigate the faith. You have to gradually bring him up. It's like trying to say to some person who begins to learn a science or anything at all, you suddenly throw him down the deep end. It's not going to be helpful. You have to gradually bring them up and up and up, step by step, so that this is how the faith grows. Again, I would say that we must read the writings, so that through this, every individual has to understand for himself these things. And that's why I suggested this. I think I did suggest, if I'm not wrong, I suggested that the friends should study the dispensation of Baha'u'llah, and they should study the advent of divine justice, those passages at the end of the book, and read it for themselves. And if you didn't understand it, do not rebel against it. This is a very important point that I mentioned the first day. Do not rebel against it. Submit yourself to it, and then pray about it, and then read again other things. And someday your heart will begin to understand the meaning of all these things that you once were rebelling, or you wanted to rebel against, or you did not understand it. So, that is what I can say about this subject. Yes? Well, I don't know. Maybe it is right. I don't fully understand what you said, but I think... Yes, we said that Baha'u'llah says, your heart is my home, purified for my descent. Yes, this is very true.
The guards,
Oh, yes.